The financier George Soros made billions of dollars anticipating the movements of financial markets. In a collection of lectures, Soros says the era in which he made much of his fortune is ending, even though we don't fully realize it yet.
Well, we have had what I call a super bubble in the last 25 years, characterized by a belief that markets correct their own excesses. And based on that belief, markets have been deregulated, globalized, and unfortunately, that principle is false.
We spoke with Soros in a moment when the U.S. is recovering from a financial meltdown, though very slowly. Soros doesn't think the world order will ever be quite the same. The United States, he says, is losing its global dominance. He's been thinking about how to fix some of the financial problems that developed in recent years.
Globalization spread like a virus, because once the United States and Britain started to deregulate, the other countries had to follow suit. But when it comes to regulation, you see, that is still based on the sovereignty of states. And to bring them together requires a lot of compromise. And that's the challenge.
What is within the power of Americans themselves to do to repair our own financial system? A practical step, if any?
Basically, a depression has been successfully avoided by this life support. Since you had private credit collapsing, the state had to substitute its own credit. And we are now at the point where slowly we have to move in the other direction and reduce the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve.
At the same time, it sounds like you would very much favor a more regulated marketplace, both globally and within the United States, because you just don't think the free market can work without some intervention.
Yes, but you mustn't forget that while markets are imperfect, regulators are also imperfect. In fact, they are more imperfect than markets because they are bureaucratic, so they're always late. They take very slow in reacting, and they are subject to political influence and influence by special interests. So you actually want to keep regulation to a minimum. You need better regulation, not more regulation.
So if you think that the unrestrained free market has been a failure, come to an end here, and you're also suspicious of new regulation, what concrete steps do you think might work? I'll give you an example. President Obama favors a consumer finance protection agency that would look after consumer interests with financial institutions as opposed to perhaps just looking after the bank's interests. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it very much so, and it's very much needed. The consumers have been very badly treated because the banks were suffering big losses. They arbitrarily raised interest rates very substantially on credit cards. And small businesses that had been financing their activities through credit cards suddenly couldn't make ends meet. That should not have been allowed.
Although it sounds like that, in your worldview, is a very small step toward dealing with a very, very large problem.
This is something that's urgently needed, and it's politically necessary. But that doesn't deal with the bigger issue of how should the banking system be organized. But that actually is not so urgent, because you're not going to get the same kind of abuses for the next 5 or 10 years, because you've just suffered the consequences. So that's not so urgent. It's more important to do it right than to do it right away.
Well, how should the banks be organized if it were up to George Soros?
Well, you know, I don't actually have a recipe for it, but basically the Volcker proposal.
Paul Volcker, former Fed chair.
The former head of the Federal Reserve, who said that banks should not be allowed to use depositors' money, which is effectively insured, for speculating for their own account. And that, I think, is correct.
I'm wondering, when you look across this landscape where, in your view, the United States is declining, China and other countries are rising, where the market is irrational and doesn't make sense, where regulation is quite limited and could even be worse than than the market. Do you feel as an investor that you still know which way the wind is blowing and which way to make a buck?
It's not easy right now, but it's not as hopeless as you make it sound, because what we really need to do is to recognize that our understanding is inherently imperfect. So you can turn it around. The fact that we have this imperfection is the opportunity for innovation, invention, and greater understanding.
You know, I'm curious, Mr. Soros. I mean, you made a lot of money in the financial markets over the years, obviously. You've also said that you would like different kinds, not necessarily more, but different kinds of regulation, better regulation of the financial markets. Would you have been as successful over the years had the regulations that you favor been in place all these years?
No, it would have denied me some opportunities for making money, because actually very often I made money by recognizing the misconceptions of the regulators.
What's an example of that?
Well, the best known example is Sterling. Sterling was tied to the European currencies at the wrong exchange rate.
Oh, this was the early 90s, the British pound, you speculate.
92, when famous for breaking the Bank of England.
So it was said. And you made a lot of money by seeing that the regulatory structure was just not going to fit the market conditions, and you saw which way things were going to go.
It had to break, and I anticipated it, and it did break.
So if it were up to you, you would have had different rules in place. You would have forbidden yourself from making that money had you not been able to.
If I'd been a regulator and able to do that, yes.
What do your fellow investors say when you go around telling them today that they shouldn't be allowed to do some of the things they get away with?
Well, I don't think that I'm terribly popular among many of them. But if you are a market participant, you play by the rules. And if you are an honest person, you want the rules to be better, even if it is not to your advantage.
The latest book from George Soros is The Soros Lectures at the Central European University. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. We'll be right back.